pasuk in Parashas Masai, in describing the travels of Klai Yisrael on the Midbar, says v'yisum refidim v'yachnu b'midbar Sinai v'yisum b'midbar Sinai v'yachnu b'kivras Atava v'yisum b'kivras Atava v'yachnu b'chatzeres. And it's very interesting. The Mefarshim point out that whenever something happened in one of the locations mentioned in our parasha, the Torah mentions, reminds us what happened. For example, when the Torah tells us that they came to Lema, and the pasuk says, "V'sham shteim esrei eno ismayim v'shivim tamarim." The pasuk says, "When they came to Refidim, lahayu amayim lishtois, they didn't have any water to drink." Yet, when the pasuk mentions that they came to Midbar Sinai, when the most historic and momentous event in the history of Klal Yisrael happened, that Klal Yisrael received the Torah Kedusha at Har Sinai, the Torah doesn't mention that momentous event. So why? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that something that happened in one of these locations but did not have and is not relevant to every moment of our lives, every day of our lives. So the Torah teaches us, reminds us what happened in those places in order that we not forget. But the moment of Kabbalah Satorah, which is a moment that remains for forever, and not only is it a moment that remains forever, but as the Pasuk says, Asher Anoichim Tzavcha Hayoim, the Pasuk and Parashat V'Scharan, and Chazal teaches us, B'chol Yoim, Yu Be'inecha K'chadoshim, every day has to be like a day of Kabbalah Satorah. So there is no reason to review the Kabbalah Satorah that happened in Har Sinai, because it's not something that happened one moment and doesn't happen again. It happens every moment of our lives. And therefore, since the Kabbalah Satorah is something that happens all of the time, there's no reason to review it. Of course, it's something that we live with. And actually, there's the Gemara Masechta Nedarim that Pei Aleph Amen Aleph teaches us. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Mai Diksiv, Mia Ish HaChochem, who is the wise person that can understand? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and said, "Ama of the Haaretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed?" Says the Gemara, they asked the Chacham and the Neviim and they weren't able to explain it. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was able to explain it. The Ksiv, V'yayim HaShem, Al ozom as terasa shenasati lefneim v'loy shama b'koyli v'loy hachabol. They forsake the Torah that I gave them. They didn't listen to the Torah. They didn't follow it. Ask the Gemara, haino lo shama b'koyli v'loy hachabol. What's the point of the redundancy? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav shlo baruch b'Torah tchila. The Eretz Yisrael, the Churban Habayis that we are commemorating happened because the Baruch B'Tchila. So the Mefarsh Mass that we learned the Masechta Yuma, Daftas Amid Beis, Migdas Rishon Amnei Charev, why was there the Churban Bais Rishon? Mnei Gimel Dvarim Shayaba. They violated the Averis that we also learned at the end of the Masechta Yuma, that are the most serious Averis, that one, or for these Averis, Yehorig Val Yavr, one is supposed to be ready to give up his life. Avodazor Gil Arayis V'Shvichas Tomim. So, how do we understand what's pshat that they didn't know why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed? Moreover, is since they violated these so three Averis, which are so serious, how do we put Birchas HaTorah, that they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, into the same category? So the Taz, in Ayur Chaim Simen Mem Zayin, Sifkotan Aleph, approaches this question. And he says, of course, Chazal were well aware that the reason there was a Churban Habayis Rishon is because of the three Averis that they violated. But the question that the Gemara is posing is based on the Gemara Masechta Soita Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Torah be'inah da'osik bei magnum matzla." The Torah has the ability to protect us and save us. So the question is, if that's the case, "Ama of the Haaretz," if Klal Yisrael was learning Torah, Why did that not save them? Why didn't the merit of learning Torah help to save them? So he says that that's the question that was nishal l'chacham l'neviim. That's the question that they couldn't understand. And what is the answer? The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Gimel Mebeis teaches us Adam kiyomis ba'oil. Amrei Shlokish Menayin Shein Devei Torah Meskaimim El Bemisha Meimis Atzma Leah. How do we know that Torah could only succeed by somebody who's ready to be Mois and Nefesh, give up his life for Torah? Shnema Zoysa Torah Kiyomitz Ba'oil. So what does that mean? Does that mean that somebody has to actually be Mois and Nefesh for learning Torah? So the Mefarshim explain, the Pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, in B'chukosai Teilechu, Arashi explains, Shatiu Amelim B'Torah. You have to toil in Torah. And that's what the Gemara means to say. The Pasuk says they didn't follow the words of the Torah, that they violated, as we just quoted the Gemara Masech, the Yuma, the most serious Averis. But what the Pasuk wants to know is why didn't the Torah protect them? And the answer is, they didn't learn Torah with Amelis. They didn't devote themselves to learning Torah. That means that they didn't. They might have learned Torah, but they, says the Taz, their learning wasn't with the devotion that Divrei Torah require. Where do we see this concept? That Torah is not just that we have to learn Torah. It's not just that, as we said earlier, have to be mekabel the Torah every day. But Torah is so much more. Torah has to be the focus of our life. It goes, says the Taz, we say it every morning. When we say Birchas HaTorah, what we say is La'asoik B'Divrei Torah. What is La'asoik B'Divrei Torah? To teach us that Torah is not something that we do the daf. We learned for a couple of moments and we go further. Torah has to be La'asoik. We have to come connected to the Torah. We have to make Torah part of the focal part of what we do in our lives. Even if we have so many other important things that we are doing every day, but Torah has to be the focus. And Torah has the centrality of Torah we can never forget. If somebody lives his life that way, if somebody lives his life of last like the Divrei Torah, then he has nothing to be concerned of. And where did we find that? So we go back to what we mentioned, to Moshe Rabbeinu when he stood by the snare, when he stood by the burning snare. And what did he see by the burning snare? Belaba Yisesh, the Torah was fire. When it's like fire, when Torah is connected to the person to such a degree, then the person will be fine and he won't do Averis and he'll live his life when the way he's supposed to live his life. But if the person, even if he learns, doesn't connect himself to Torah that way, then he cannot succeed. And the Baal HaTanya explains in the Tanya, the Gemara says in Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, B'ni, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, B'rasi Yaisa Torah, Yetzahara, you were created with Yetzirah, or Barasa LeTorah Talvin, but the antidote to the Yetzirah is Torah. Im ata oiskim b'Torah, ein ata mesrim b'yodai. You don't have to be concerned with any Yetzirah. And he quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, the Torah is compared to l'chu lachmu b'lachmi. Torah is considered like bread. Why is Torah considered like bread? So the answer, says the Baal HaTanya, is that when somebody eats something, particularly if he eats something which is a staple food item, which he needs for his survival, it becomes part of his system. It goes into our body, it goes into our bloodstream, it goes into all of our organs to give us nourishment and life. Torah is supposed to be l'chu lachmu b'lachmi. It's not just that we're supposed to learn Torah, but we have to recognize that Torah is the diet that our neshama needs. Says the Gemara, B'ni, B'rasi Yetzirah, everybody was born with a Yetzirah, But everybody has a way to fight that, the virus. To fight the virus of the Yetzer Hara is with Torah Tavlin. But again, the Gemara uses the word oiskim, the word asik. If one, it's not just that you're supposed to learn Torah. You're supposed to be asik in Torah. You're supposed to become involved in Torah. It's supposed to become what our life is all about. If we learn Torah in that type of way, we don't have to be worried about the Yetzer Hara. Had Klai Yisrael been connected to the Torah that way, we could have avoided doing the Gimel Averis Chamuris. And if we would have avoided doing those Averis, then the Beis HaMikdash would have never been charev, would have never been destroyed. The way we bring back the Beis HaMikdash is by connecting ourselves to Torah, by connecting ourselves not just by learning perfunctory, but learning Torah with the Geshmak, by learning Torah with Esek HaTorah, as we make that bracha every morning, and that will bring back the bracha of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash b'mehera b'yameinu.